Part, okay. Hello and welcome to the third part of our group clearing. Okay, Michael is leaving, so thank you, Michael, for participating. And now is our time for 101 sessions. Okay, cool. First, I will go from up to bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hands are raised. So, Alex, I'm unmuting you. Hello. What are we clearing now? Hello, Alex.
So, I guess it's a three-part thing for me. First, I had a college relationship, and when that relationship ended, it was really, really difficult, and I've never had an emotionally fulfilling heart connected relationship since. So through my 20s and 30s, I haven't really connected with anybody ever since. And the second part of that is that I got to a point where I found sex boring and unsatisfying, and even, you know, even orgasms were unsatisfying for me, which then led me to, you know, taboo sex, thinking that would do it, and it never did. The third part of that is in my early 20s, I had prostate problems, which is really rare for a man in his 20s to have prostate problems. So I believe it's all connected to what we're doing here.
Yeah. Okay. So tune into that that stressful breakup when you felt it. Just tune into it, please. How you felt.
Tension and tightness from the top of my head to my stomach. And it's
about okay. What the level?
Oh, it's about a 3 to 4 right now.
Okay, cool. So just tune into it. Is there anything that is higher?
No, I've done a lot of work on it, so there's some left, but it's not really intense right now.
Okay, cool. We will find something. Just focus in your heart center and say, I'm so sorry. You are not aware what is blocking you from feeling pleasure.
I'm so sorry you are not aware from what is blocking you from feeling pleasure.
I'm so sorry you are not aware what makes you feel bored.
I'm so sorry you are not aware of what makes you feel bored.
I'm so sorry you feel like alien in this world.
I'm so sorry you feel like an alien in this world.
Okay, how is now? Is there anything that, how is now in your body?
Yeah, now it's relaxed. I feel tingling in my feet.
Okay. Okay, something is rising. Okay, just, okay. I'm so sorry you forget when you felt the pain in intimate relationship for the first time.
Can you repeat?
I'm so sorry you cannot remember when you felt pain in intimate relationship for the first time.
So sorry you can't remember pain that you felt in intimate relationship for the first time.
Okay, is anything that is picture or thought that is coming?
You want me to share a thought that just appeared in my head?
Yeah.
It was me crying in bed or crying myself to sleep during that breakup.
Okay, I'm so sorry she left you.
I'm so sorry she left you.
I'm so sorry you gave her your heart and she smashed it.
I'm so sorry you gave her your heart and she smashed it.
Okay, just tune into it. You need to just be in your heart, and we are pulling out those implants that keeps that trauma in your body. Okay, light. Okay, no energies of those. Okay, light, clear. And everywhere where your heart was broken, or any artificial memories of broken heart and those implants that keeps the trauma in your body. Okay, let's bring it up, bring those lifetimes when you experience it for the first time when that was implanted, bring it up, light, okay. And the implant of abandonment, okay. I'm not deserving love, it's all my fault, and blaming and shame and whatever. Let's bring it up from your body now. Light, okay. The light, clear. Smoke your body, release, okay, clear, okay. And disconnection, where is that disconnection? Around third eye, everywhere it could not see the truth, what actually happened. Yeah, okay, on those. Like, how do you feel in your body? Think about it one more time.
I feel light and airy. I feel much, much lighter, like it's gone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is there anything in your body that creates a stress or intensity?
A slight pressure between my ears and my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see what's that. Mm-hmm. Where is okay, all those stuff that prevents you, everything that prevents you to embody divine unity, okay, and everywhere where female and male energies were out of balance in your body, okay, bringing that up and clearing memories, clearing implants, clearing traumas, okay. Okay, what is it? Everything what is not you now being cleared. Okay, everything that prevents you to see and listen, to hear the guidance. Light, clear. Okay, light. Okay, calling your divine masculine, divine blueprint to be embodied in your body. Your divine feminine, your divine masculine, unified. Okay, unified. It is safe to open your heart. It is safe to love. Okay, and unifying, connecting all chakras. The template of divine union. Okay, it's now embodied. How do you feel?
Tingling.
Oh, and in your body, these ears and stuff?
Yeah, dissipated, relaxed, airy.
Cool.
Nice.
Cool. Okay, thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem. You're welcome. Eileen O'Keefe. Hello, Eileen. Yes. Hello. How are you?
I'm having some interesting emotions. I wanted to thank mm-hmm. Alex for his bravery of specifics, because it was bringing up things in me that I didn't even know were there. Mm-hmm. What came up from his was when you were saying to him, that person that broke his heart or smashed his heart, I first thought it was my husband, but then it went back to a very minor boyfriend that I just kissed once, but he, you know, cheated on me. There's a pattern of cheating, right? Of infidelity. And then it really went back to my father, who is the image of God to a child, that when he sexually abused me, it was that devastation from the father, right? But from the Holy Father also. So that was what came up from Alex.
Okay.
But the other really strong part that just is so upsetting is I'm so thankful for this group, because we're doing this, I'm gonna just say words that I don't mean to insult, but very weird stuff, right? We're clearing all these dimensions and all these unseens and all these science fictiony Twilight Zone, Star Wars stuff that you can't prove, but over time I couldn't deny it. It was just, I could not deny there was something bigger going on than I could mm-hmm. pinpoint. And during the earlier parts, I had remembered probably 20, I remembered the severity of the abuse and the type of ritual, you know, satanic sacrificial abuse that I think is in the lineage, obviously, about 17 years ago. And I started praying for a cellular and DNA healing, and I didn't know why. I had mm-hmm. no idea the Pandora box I was opening when I started that prayer and healing work.
Okay.
So I'm having a hard time being in this mm-hmm. world with the knowledge that I have, that most people mm-hmm. are asleep to, to the point mm-hmm, where mm-hmm. I'm separated from my husband and children for 3 years, but they're parroting this energy field of ignoring, excluding, showing indifference, negating okay. that person who knows.
Okay, cool.
And that's how I'd need help. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, tune into that, into just feeling. So we are interested in feeling. Think when you thought about it, how you felt.
I feel powerless. I feel stuck mm-hmm. and trapped.
Okay, what is the level of powerlessness, stuckness, and trappedness? What is the level of intensity?
I would say a 10.
Yeah, cool. Tune into that. We are doing that. Okay, everywhere, your divine healer is, by the way, your higher self is saying that to you. Okay, everywhere, it's for all of us, by the way. Everywhere where you were deceived, you were cheated on, you were punished, you were ashamed, and you were blamed, you were lost, you were left to die, you were, you know, persecuted and tortured by your father. It was your false father. It's not your real father in the sky. Okay, let's bring that up, lifetimes. Now we are bringing our lifetimes when we were decepted and delusioned by our false father. Okay, life. And show me all implants that keep that memory alive in our DNA, in our cells. Now, okay, bring it up. And all those deception and painful memories of torturing that we carry because of the artificial implant and all artificial structures. Clear that. Clear. All connection with reversal grid. Now, let it be cleared. Light clear. Mm-hmm. And everywhere where that network is affecting us by creating the polarity of they are so ignorant and that kind of deception. The truth is that people don't have to know that, and it's just for you. It's not your problem when they, you know, you don't have to be triggered by that. Okay, everywhere where you are not sustained. Okay, where negative ego thought patterns that are transmitted from the artificial grid is affecting you to think like that they are whatever, less than, ignorant, whatever, light, clear, and artificial structures, okay, entities, release, it's not your body, you don't have permission to be there, and to play with us, cool, okay. Tune into that now.
There's a lot releasing about some kind of a trigger that I would always be triggered by people who don't believe. Because I was saying, when you were praying, I was saying, I wish I didn't know, but that's clearing. I can know without having to be triggered by others that don't know and or don't believe. The last part is like, it feels like a spike is jammed upward in my occipital, right by the brain attachment, and the mm-hmm. energy is I had recently cleared this week listening to some of your stuff about the curse, so to speak, that if you ever leave this patriarchal church, we'll say words church of cults, you know, mafia mm-hmm. gang, you'll never get away, or if you do, you'll be cursed for life, you'll never make any money, you'll never have luck, that kind of an energy. So I did mm-hmm. the best I could, but don't feel that's clear. And it's showing okay. up in unemployment mm-hmm. and the jobs that I get offered are such a low wage for what they're asking and or requiring. It's so
okay.
powerless.
Cool. So tune again into powerlessness. It was 10. Let's see now. What's now? What's the level now?
It feels a 7, but it sounds like not enough of a shift, but it's a very big
okay three just shift. Just focus on your heart and say, I'm so sorry, you don't believe that you are enough.
I'm so sorry you don't believe that you are enough.
I'm so sorry you don't allow divine healer in you. Just repeat that.
I'm so sorry you don't allow the divine divine healer in you.
To identify and locate an implant.
To identify and locate an implant.
That prevents you.
That prevents you.
To fully connect.
To fully connect.
With your divine power.
With your divine power.
Okay. Okay. How do you feel?
I feel a real tightening and constricting of the throat and the, I think it's the sinuses. Okay, so. And then the word enough is what jumped out. So an example, I had to go through some training and I passed with a borderline.
Everywhere.
And I was okay with it, but the word enough is not okay.
Okay, everywhere where you believed that you are not enough, from all lifetime space dimensions, realities, and all implants that are connected with that, and transmitting the word, you are not enough, you are not enough, you are not enough, and pain and shame and powerlessness that is just in your body that is rising now, and yeah, okay. Here. Okay. How do you feel now?
There's a freezing of the occipital, like it came together and my shoulders hunched like almost into it. And then I'm thinking of your friend that had the perfectionist call that I was on. And I wanted to not have to take her class because I'm trying not to be perfect. But there's something around that enough and perfectionism that's paralyzing. And
okay, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Not being enough is paralyzing you.
I'm so sorry, not being enough is paralyzing you.
I'm so sorry you're caught in a loop of negative thoughts.
I'm so sorry you're caught in a loop of negative thoughts.
I'm so sorry you don't know how to break free from that loop.
I'm so sorry you don't know how to break free from that loop.
I'm so sorry you feel yourself important while trying to heal yourself.
I don't know if I heard quite.
Sorry. You feel that you are important when you trying to repair yourself.
I'm so sorry. You feel that you're important when you're trying to heal yourself.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Your male and female energies are out of balance.
I'm so sorry. Your male and female energies are out of balance.
I'm so sorry you can't relax in the truth that you are a divine being.
I'm so sorry you can't relax in the truth that you're a divine being.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to stop repairing yourself.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to stop repairing yourself.
I'm so sorry you would rather repair yourself than experience joy.
I'm so sorry you would rather repair yourself than experience joy.
You know, continually repairing yourself, you know, and doing like you're doing something. When you clear yourself, you just do, like feeling important. Now I'm doing, oh yeah, yeah, cool. I'm so sorry you would rather continue clearing yourself than stepping into outer world.
I'm so sorry you'd rather continue clearing yourself than stepping into the outer world.
Okay, everywhere where you felt fear of being seen, fear of stepping out, fear of seeing yourself as healthy, as divine, okay? Show me that in your body, light. Here, okay, and everywhere where these implants and programs are running you, that you have to just this clearing, just that clearing, okay, all of that. Light, and all those negative polarities that are affecting you when you clear yourself, that something is bumping up. Okay, everywhere where the polarity is affecting your spirituality, your mental body, your soul body, your whole body is light. Okay, and this balances. Okay. Okay, everywhere where you refuse and reject and repel of embodying your divine blueprint. Okay, just be a little bit in your body. Something is coming down to you and to all of us. Okay, yeah. How do you feel in your body?
I had a funny torquing going on and heard there was some kind of a reversal energy that anytime I had healed, it would reverse back in. So it felt like it was separate or breaking up. And then the energy of historically female energy and healing was negated. So it had a overcharged need to keep doing it and prove it,
okay,
you know, and that balanced out. Mm-hmm. That kind of,
okay, just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry, your ego is afraid to let go.
I'm so sorry, your ego is afraid to let go.
I'm so sorry, he's afraid to stop thinking.
I'm so sorry, he's afraid to stop thinking.
I'm so sorry, your divine healer, don't stop ego running your life.
I'm so sorry that your divine healer doesn't stop ego from running your life.
Okay, cool. So you now, how you feel now? Are you in now moment? Just feel.
Yeah, I felt kind of laughter and not sure how it's going to happen, but I want it to happen. Where
yes, and it will.
All of this urgency and...
Yeah. Yes, because when you step out of those bipolar everywhere, yeah, it's for all of us. We were affected by this bipolar thinking process, linear thinking process, and our ego is just doesn't want to let go. Clear. And unify into Trinity form, unifying and balancing all chakras. Unify, balance. Unify, balance, and be in your core. Be in your core, unified and balanced. Be in now moment. When you are in now moment, you create new reality from now moment. So everywhere where past memories affected you to stay in the now moment, just to listen, observe. Okay, cool, clear. How is in your body now?
A lot of calming. There's maybe like a 1-2 in the occipital area, and I feel very blessed that I got to be worked on right here to help us all kind of clear this just obsessive, thing that I've been in, but you had said all of us.
Okay. And for all of us, this savior role impact. Okay. Now we are going to be savior of someone else and how they cannot, listen to us because we are enlightened and they're not, that kind of tricks from the savior role, that's also victim role from all us, all this. Clear. Yeah.
Just the last little bit on that, my fingers were on my forehead and my neck is twisting to the left. Will you help us know how to not be a savior, but look at all the help you're giving us? What if we're supposed to be doing something that would help others, how we know when we're doing it not in that savior energy?
Okay, so it's fun. I'm not doing that because I found that you cannot do it for yourself. It's simply fun, It's like, why birds sing? Because she can, mm-hmm. It's that. What you, like when you paint, it's out of, okay, all judgments, all expectation, how do you say it, agendas, I'm going to save my daughter, I'm going to save, all those agendas, I'm going to do this because of that. And everywhere where we acted from those, yeah, that's a great question, by the way. Okay, when we acted from that mindset, okay, like just bring it up, yes, and it is actually mindset of I'm better than you. Well, crap, of course not. It's just, I'm the bird who has yellow feather, you have red. Yes, right and red. We all have right feathers. Clear. Okay, cool.
Thank you for that because yeah. I've heard it before, but when you say it like, for instance, do I want to retake an Excel test? I failed, but our world has shown me I need Excel. No, I don't want to. I'm going to let that go. that has no joy around it for me at all. You know, the part about when I have joy that I do it, that's how I know I'm doing it in purity, not savior. Savior, it sounds like that energy field is obligatory and burdened, okay. And I have to, and I better, or I'll get in trouble.
Okay.
Or that, right?
Okay, cool. So thank you very much, Eileen. And there is a message in the chat. Eileen Estes, please click on stop screen sharing. Melinda to everyone. So Eileen Estes. Okay. Thank you very much, Eileen. I appreciate it. We have 45 minutes. Okay. Maybe an hour. So there, I will just mute you. Thank you very much. And in the chat box, there is Kelly, not sure, my hand raised, ending 6289. Okay, fear of being hijacked energetically, not being able to trust humans. Okay. Okay, let's check Kelly. Yeah, Kelly's here. Okay, I'm unmuting Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
Oh, jeez.
There is a huge noise. Kelly, can you please turn something?
Okay. I'm trying to get off.
Yeah, I think it's okay. Let me check. Yeah, Kelly turned her off from. Okay, let's unmute. Hello, Kelly. No, there is something. What's going on? Let's check this. It is Kelly. Hello, Kelly. No, I cannot unmute Kelly. Okay, cool. So, Kelly, we won't forget you. Okay, you're here.
When you said my name, Eileen Estes, did you mean for me to go now, or I don't know?
Well, Eileen, okay, you can. However, there is a message that your screen is on, so never mind. Just you will.
Yeah, I was kind of bumped off, and then I couldn't quite get back on, but I'm kind of
okay.
On.
Cool. Let's do some work. Okay, Tune. Please briefly describe and the level of intensity, and say how. What is the level of it? Okay.
I believe I still have an underlying issue of punishment. That is one of the bottom lines to my chronic health stuff, especially chronic viruses, and even I think it's at a 7-8, mm-hmm, and like it even started in the womb because I was a sole survivor of a multiple.
Where is it? Where is it now?
In my heart center, like punishing myself for the sin of living, etc.
Okay, cool. Tune into your heart center, please. And now we are okay. Just to say, I'm so sorry you don't choose to remove implant of punishment from your heart now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to remove implant of punishment from your heart now.
Take a deep breath. I'm so sorry you carry so much pain in your heart.
I'm so sorry you carry so much pain in your heart.
I'm so sorry you're afraid of pain that you carry in your heart.
I'm so sorry you're afraid of pain that you carry in your heart.
I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to feel that pain now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to feel that pain now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your divine healer to release that pain now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your divine healer to release that pain now.
Just be in your body, take a deep breath, breathe through this pain, and and sadness that is connected with your life, all sadness and loneliness. Okay, let's bring that up. Bring that all loneliness from your field and from our field and feel heart being broken and all cellular memories of being deceived, heart being broken, being disconnected from our divine family, our rings being cut off, and all those implants that keeps us from being connected fully with our soul. Clear. Okay, now your higher self is downloading, is sending you love and unconditional love, connecting you with Mother Earth. Organic Mother Earth is healing your heart, loving you unconditionally. And all humanity's pain and pain of your ancestral that you carry in your heart, that we carry in our heart, of suppressed female and male energies, crucifixions, and torturing. Clear. Take a deep breath. And all polarity issues from your power center. And all people who hurt you from all lifetime space realities and their energies, releasing your body. Entities releasing your body. It's not your body, it's time to let go. Just breathe. Okay, light, clear. All Mother, Father's lineage. All collective imprints of disconnection, of sadness, of hurt. Collective traumas, archetypes, savior complex, martyr complex, okay, victim, helplessness, hopelessness, things being cut off, everything, just releasing. Okay, connecting heart, third eye, crown, establishing communication with higher mind, higher heart center, divine healer, igniting your heart, and the heart is clearing all your traumas. How do you feel?
I feel good. I muted myself when I was crying hard. So cool. I'm crying. Thank you.
Yo, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you.
Okay. So we were trying to unmute Kelly. Yeah, that was something. Make host lower hand. How can I unmute you, Kelly? Okay, Kelly wrote something. I had to drop computer connection because of sun. Okay. 6289. Okay, say 6289. We are searching for 6289. Okay, yes. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What are we clearing now?
A fear of being hijacked energetically through being intimate with another and because of their interferences.
Or
what they're involved in and what's in their field. They might be in, for example, embattled in like a daily war with their ex-partner over a child.
tune into that fear and then tune into the wars, daily war with your ex-partner. What is the level of fear?
The level of fear, seven, eight, but just not wanting to be hijacked energetically, like have their be influenced negatively from what's in their field.
Yeah. Okay, because fear is also an implant. So, never mind. We know now that this is 7-8 intensity, and let's check with the partner. Battle with partner. What is the level of intensity when think about?
Also a 7-8.
Okay, now we are first going to address, okay, everywhere where you you were involved in some kind of battles, whether it was out of this space battles, and and all this implant that affected your male energies of warrior and the false archetype of it's like a warrior archetype from your field and implants that are carrying that. Show me life as business realities where you were defeated or something happened. Let's clear that. Wow, just agreements between you, all the people that were involved, your husband as well, and your child and your lineage, all those wars, galactic wars, light. Okay. Leave all those energies from your field, from them, from your from your child. Okay, begins present. Okay, everywhere where you did a contract with dark forces, because whatever reason. Okay, now show me all contracts with dark forces and the fear implants to serve them by feeling fear, by being a transmitter for fear. Light. Yes. And all implants in all your body, locate, and clear. And now, okay, astral plane, clear. You don't have permission to be there. Okay, show me. Highest level, soul, source level. Indigo tree contracts and all those galactic stuff contracts. Okay, your mission is over. Clear. Okay, light. Just check, please, with your husband first.
The level, it definitely dropped, but I'm seeing the number 6.
Dobro, okay. And with those other fear of being manipulated?
My also dropped, but just to a 5.
Okay, focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you're afraid that you will be manipulated by dark forces.
I'm so sorry you're afraid you will be manipulated by dark forces.
I'm so sorry you're disconnected from divine healer in you.
I'm so sorry you're disconnected from the divine healer in you.
I'm so sorry you cannot locate where this connection originates.
Where disconnection originates.
Okay, is there any thought that appear now?
There was a sensation of energy dropping down through my central channel, down past my solar plexus, somewhere in between my solar plexus and my belly button.
Okay, now we are going to clear that from your belly. Yeah. All those are artificial implants and that energy that is not you, your, that creates this connection from your divine healer, from your heart. Okay, and everywhere where you agreed to be disconnected because you believe that it will protect you from pain. It will protect your heart to feel pain, to feel horror, terror. Okay, just breathe, be in your body and breathe. You're clearing your solar plexus now. It's for all of us, all creatures, golems, whoever, whatever it is, whatever form of energy form that is invading our solar plexus is now being cleared. Okay. And the subconscious belief system that keep you afraid from opening your heart. Okay, light. Here and implants in heart, okay, open, okay, and protective wall around your heart and fear, all fears, that are connected from the first, okay, what's happening in your body?
I'm feeling like an energy circle around my heart. Maybe that was the protection.
Okay, just say, I'm so sorry you cannot release implanted fears.
I'm so sorry you cannot release implanted fears.
I'm so sorry you believe. Okay, someone is. I'm so sorry you believe. Okay, just. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Are you here?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. It wasn't in the spirit.
It's okay. Just say I'm so sorry. You believe that fear is stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry. You believe that fear is stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry you forget that you are a divine being.
I'm so sorry you forget that you are a divine being.
I'm so sorry you forget that light from your heart is stronger and more powerful than any fear.
I'm so sorry that you forget that the light in your heart is stronger and more powerful than any fear.
I'm so sorry you don't allow light in your heart to clear all fears from all your bodies now.
I'm so sorry that you forget that you, or that you do not allow, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that you do not allow the light in your heart to clear all fears from all of your bodies now.
Mm-hmm. How is now?
Oh, that was nice. definitely the light, it felt like the light in my heart kind of came out like the sun when you're swimming underwater and you see the rays of light.
Okay. And think about your husband.
It feels solid. That's all I can say, I guess. There's a solidness.
Okay, so show me all entities and implants from your husband. Well, disagreements between you. Just clearing. Okay, it's not your body. Just go. Okay, everywhere who is creating, there's disturbances. Okay, who is interfering, his field. Now clear, 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 clear. And your all connections. Okay, yeah, clear. Guns present. You think about your husband now.
That solid rectangle turned into a moving circle, which seems much better.
Yeah. What usually happens when you clear that energy that is not him and that is not you, you can establish a connection, better connection, that there is nothing that triggers you. Okay, let's bring your daughter as well, clearing from her all wild old agreements that you will, you know, do bad stuff to each other, and all collective implants and affections to his energy, to your daughter energy fields, clear, and all siphoning implants clear, black holes, wormholes, it's for all of us, clearing, okay, 12 shield, platinum light, okay, check now, please.
Oh, yeah, there's a space to connect for sure now. Thank you so much, oh my God.
What?
I said there's space now to feel, there feels like there's space to be able to connect now where it was like I didn't want to connect to you there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to your miracles in the relationship with your husband. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I will mute you now. Thank you very much, Kelly.
Take care.
Okay, now we are going up. iPhone. Who is iPhone? iPhone, I'm unmuted. Hello, iPhone. No one is in iPhone. Okay, then I'm muting iPhone. Elana. Hello, Elana.
Hello.
What are we clearing now?
I would like to clear the feeling of being overwhelmed a lot.
Okay, tune into your body. And where is overwhelm? And what is the level of intensity of overwhelm?
It's a 9 or a 10, and it feels almost everywhere.
Okay. Okay. So
even at my arms, I can feel my arms shaking.
Okay. Yeah, okay, just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you are overwhelmed.
I'm so sorry you are overwhelmed.
I'm so sorry your energy system cannot hold light.
I'm so sorry, your energy system cannot hold light.
I'm so sorry, you do not allow your energy system to calm.
I'm so sorry, you do not allow your energy system to calm.
Okay, I'm so sorry. You don't allow your heart to bring peace to all your cells.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your heart to bring peace to all your cells.
Okay. Just take a deep breath and observe what is happening in your body.
Oh, it's more in my solar plexus now. And what came up is my husband passed away and I saw him die and it was very traumatic for me.
Cool. Yeah, that is okay. Let's bring your everywhere where your loved ones died, particularly your husband. Oh, yeah. Okay. Grief, pain. Why you left me? Okay. Bringing that out. And nervous system being how do you say it in English? No. Like in, something is triggering, in being easily triggered.
Yeah.
Triggering those memory of your husband. No, what will you do without him? I'm so sorry, he passed. Okay, just releasing that sadness. Yeah, his energy everywhere where you are holding him. You're holding him in your heart, in your body. Yeah, I'm so sorry you're not willing to release him. Just repeat that, please.
I'm so sorry you're not willing to release him.
I'm so sorry he left you.
I'm so sorry he left you.
I'm so sorry you can't live without him.
I'm so sorry you can't live without him.
I'm so sorry you are overwhelmed by his death.
I'm so sorry you are overwhelmed by his death.
I'm so sorry you are not in your body.
I'm so sorry you're not in your body.
I'm so sorry you want to go. You want to die to be with him.
I'm so sorry you want to die to be with him.
I'm so sorry you cannot help yourself.
I'm so sorry you cannot help yourself.
Okay, I'm so sorry you don't allow your heart to heal your wounds.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your heart to heal your wounds.
Okay, just breathe. We are bringing you and bringing him to the highest level. Wow, those agreements between you and him. Okay, and bringing all lifetimes that you spent together. Then you died and he couldn't let you go, or you couldn't let you go, and all your pieces that are stuck there, wow, those agreements between you, that you will never ever let him go, never ever love no one. Wow. Yeah, okay. And that's actually, I'm so grateful that you brought that up, because it happened to you in this lifetime, and when we are not aware of that, it happened to us in other lifetimes, and that block us for receiving, you know, love, you know, partner, to love again, to establish a male-female relationship. Okay, wow, light. Clear. You show me those lifetime when you carry. Yes. Suit, bringing after. Yeah, all those soul, pieces of your soul that are stuck there. Yes, he did not die. You did not die. No, she did not die. Yeah, you're all divine, you know. Okay, let's go. clear. Yes, emissary present. Yeah, bringing you up, bringing you home, bringing you to the light. Oh, okay, bring it to the light, bring it to the light. Okay, light, 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 light. Okay, show me implants that does not allow you to let him go and all false memories that are implanted. Now clear all his energy from your field and your energy from his is coming back to you. How do you feel in your body?
Oh, feel a lot lighter.
Yeah.
More present.
Yeah, more present. And what level of overwhelmed? Okay, just to clear these carnates that are grieving in your body. Okay, it's not your body. Show us. Yeah. Now it's time to let go. Just go to the light. Go to the light. It's not your body. Okay, from your solar plexus, from your base, all of those who are in fear, who are grieving, who are suffering. Now let go. Okay. Yes, you're free. You feel no one died. No one died. You don't have to stuck there and search for your loved ones. Okay, show me all these carnages for all of us that are whining and walking around in between lives, in astral planes, in this plane, in other planes, in between planes, searching for people who died. Like, no, wake up. It's time to go. Yeah, the old paradigm is over. Now you can go home. Reconnect with your soul. Yeah, celebration, no one died. Okay, how is now?
Oh, much better.
Oh, thank you very much.
I just had these thoughts of like when I was younger, feeling like I was looking for something, always looking for something. Like, I feel like that's released.
Oh, cool. And the overwhelm intensity?
It's gone.
Yeah, cool. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, cool. It's for all of us, you know. Elana, thank you very much. I'm muting you, okay?
Thank you.
Rhonda. Hello, Rhonda. What are we clearing? Yeah, I did not unmute you. Okay. Rhonda, why cannot I cannot unmute you, Rhonda? I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Hello, are we clearing? Hello, Rhonda.
I want to clear not being able to feel pleasure. Some molestation early on when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And just not allowing myself to feel pleasure.
Okay. What is the intensity?
8.
Okay. Where is it in your body?
Solar plexus, sacral area.
Okay. Do you remember the particular event, what happened when you decided that you were?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Think about it and say what is the level of intensity about that event when you think about it.
Between 8 and 9.
Okay, focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry they punished you.
I'm so sorry they punished you.
I'm so sorry they made you feel guilty for that.
I'm so sorry they made you feel guilty for that.
I'm so sorry you're carrying that trauma for your entire life.
So sorry you carried that trauma for your entire life.
I'm so sorry their wounds hurt you.
I'm so sorry their wounds hurt you.
I'm so sorry you wanted to revenge them, so you decided that you will never feel pleasure again.
I'm so sorry you decided that you wanted to revenge them, so you decided you would never feel pleasure again.
I'm so sorry you decided that you will always be in pain and suffer to prove them something.
I'm so sorry you decided that you will always be in pain and suffering to prove something.
I'm so sorry you hurt yourself by deciding that.
I'm so sorry you hurt yourself by deciding that.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your heart to heal your wounds.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your heart to heal your wounds.
Okay, okay. I'm so sorry you don't allow your hearts to release their energy from your body now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your heart to release their energy from your body now.
Okay, all their energies and all stickness to them. Okay, I will, to proving something, by first... everywhere where you need it, oh, it's so great for us all. Thank you for that. Everywhere where we needed to prove something to others, so we hurt ourselves, you know, or we have to prove ourselves how strong we are, how smart we are, how powerful we are. So we struggled and we experienced tremendous pains just to show how I can hold more pain than you and whatever. Okay, all those manipulative ego programs and the network that keeps this in our collective consciousness, and you now clear, and all entities now release. Stop punishing, and all energy of punishment. No, you're not. You don't have to prove anything, how strong are you, but punishing yourself and creating that pain in your body. You know, pain in ancestor memories that we carry, like clear. Clear. Okay, what's the level of intensity now?
It's about a 3 tenor.
Yeah, okay. I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to break up all connection with false metrics now.
Sorry, you don't allow yourself to break that connection with all false metrics now.
Okay, I'm so sorry you don't reconnect with the divine healer in you now.
I'm so sorry you don't reconnect with the divine healer in you now.
Okay, I'm so sorry you don't allow your divine healer to clear all traumatic memories now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your divine healer to clear all traumatic memories.
Now. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah, just go it. Go for it. It's cool. It's releasing. It's coming. It's connecting your chakras, clearing imprints from our chakras, from your chakras, and so from ours. Yeah. Just release. Yeah, okay, everywhere where your energy was siphoned and caught you in the, show me that, clear, siphoned by that feeling guilty, and feeling ashamed, and our energy, everywhere where our energy was siphoned with and fed the reversal matrix by that punishing ourselves, and connection with negative ego and mind control system now, all from all our bodies, all dimensions, lifetimes, ancestral lines now, release and clear. Cool. What is the level of intensity now?
Between a 1 and a 2 tenor, and the only thing that's coming up is the disconnect and with the intimacy with my spouse. That's
okay.
The last piece of that.
Okay. Just, I'm so sorry. You cannot reconnect intimately with your spouse.
I'm so sorry. You cannot reconnect intimately with your spouse.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your divine healer to release all artificial implants. Just repeat that, please.
I'm so sorry you do not allow your divine healer to release all artificial implants
that prevents you to reconnect with your divine, with your partner.
That prevents you from reconnecting with your divine partner.
Your spouse.
My spouse.
Mm-hmm. In divine love now.
In divine love now.
Okay, cool. How is now?
Much better. Still releasing, but much better.
Okay. Cool. Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm muting you. Thank you. Laura. Mm-hmm. Hello, Laura. Are you here?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. What are we clearing now?
feel like I'm my husband's not really my husband.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool. So what is the level of intensity when you feel your husband is not your husband?
10.
Okay, cool. So we are bringing both of you, you and your husband, wow, so agreements between you, that you will know yourself in that way. We are bringing your body up, and wow, so agreements that you will allow your body be inflicted, infected, intruded with something, yeah, that is not you. Clear that. Okay, light. Entities from his body. Now release. It's not your body. Light and clear. It's not your body from your body. Okay, it's not your body. Now, okay, light. Okay, what's that? Uh-huh, in between you, uh-huh, all disconnections. Light between you. Okay, everywhere where your heart keeps the implants that prevents you to connect with your heart, okay, from his field and from your field. Okay, yeah, all artificial architecture from your field now being cleared. Okay, unifying heart, solar plexus. Okay, clear. Okay, now clear, okay. Okay, all connection with the false mother, false father, light, okay. Clear. Mm-hmm. Up. Okay. How do you feel in your body?
Went down to a 7.
Okay. Just focus in your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you don't feel your husband is your husband.
I'm so sorry you don't feel your husband is your husband.
I'm so sorry there is a wheel that prevents you to see what actually bothers you.
I'm so sorry that there's a wheel that prevents you to see what actually bothers you.
I'm so sorry you're numb.
I'm so sorry you're numb.
I'm so sorry you had to shut off your feelings.
I'm so sorry you had to shut off your feelings.
I'm so sorry you had to disconnect from your heart.
I'm so sorry you had to disconnect from your heart.
Okay, and all pain that you carry in your heart that prevents your heart to open. I'm so sorry you vow that you will never open your heart.
I'm so sorry you vowed that you would never open your heart.
I'm so sorry you would rather die than open your heart.
I'm so sorry you'd rather die than open your heart.
I'm so sorry your ego is so afraid to allow your heart to open. Okay, I'm so sorry implants prevent your heart to open.
I'm so sorry implants prevent your heart to open.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your divine healer to clear all artificial implants from your heart now. I'm so sorry you don't allow your divine healer to bring you love.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your divine healer to bring you love.
Okay, now, the heart is opening, open. Yes, it is safe to open. Okay, and every fear that is preventing you to open your heart and to reconnect with your husband in love. Okay, clear. Okay, check now, please.
It's down to a 3.
Okay. I'm so sorry you learned that you have to be cautious in your relationships.
I'm so sorry that you learned that you have to be cautious in your relationship.
I'm so sorry. Belief system is preventing you to fully experience love with your husband.
I'm so sorry. Belief system is preventing you to fully experience love with your husband.
I'm so sorry. Belief system stops you to experience divine love
I'm so sorry. Belief system stops you to experience divine love.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your divine healer to clear all obstacles that
I'm
you...
So sorry.
Yeah. Just please repeat.
To
clear all obstacles that prevents you to reconnect, with your husband now. Okay. How is now?
It's two.
Okay, I'm so sorry you're afraid to surrender to his love.
I'm so sorry you're afraid to surrender to his love.
I'm so sorry he's afraid to surrender to your love.
I'm so sorry he's afraid to surrender to your love.
I'm so sorry you do not reconnect in divine union now.
I'm so sorry you don't reconnect in divine union now.
I'm so sorry you don't forgive everything now.
Everything now.
How is now?
It's a one.
Yeah, I'm so sorry you cannot accept miracles.
I'm so sorry you can't accept miracles.
I'm so sorry you are afraid of his love.
I'm so sorry you are afraid of his love.
I'm so sorry your divine feminine is afraid of your divine masculine.
I'm so sorry your divine feminine is afraid of your divine masculine.
I'm so sorry your divine masculine is afraid of your divine feminine.
I'm so sorry your divine masculine is afraid of your divine feminine.
Okay, now we are calling all traumatic memories between your divine masculine, your divine feminine, and his divine masculine, the divine feminine, to be come to the surface now. And release it. Okay, how is now?
It's good. It's all gone.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, Laura, for contributing. I'm muting you now. Where are we? There is one chat message. We have Henry from beginning. I changed my name, Maria from Italy to Maria Walter. Okay. Thank you for... Oh, yes. Okay. Okay, Maria Walter. I'm unmuting. We have two more minutes and... Yeah. Okay, three more people, and then we are going to stop. Maria, hello, Maria. No, I cannot unmute you. Unmuting Maria. Maria, can you please unmute yourself? I cannot unmute you, Maria Walter. Unmute. Something is happening. Okay, Maria, hello. I cannot hear you, Maria. Hello. No, I cannot hear Maria. Yes, something is showing up, some sound. Oh, hello.
Yes, it's me.
Yeah, cool. What are you hearing? Yeah.
Oh, please. Like I mentioned in the first time, I'd like to look at my dream state.
Okay, cool.
So every morning, it's almost like a matrix. I wake up precisely at 5:06, and then I get lucid dreams. And I know it's a lot of alien interference.
And what kind of lucid dreams? What is the
okay? The biggest thing is, like, I am married to my husband, right? And I don't have any issues. But in my dreams, I'm always being abandoned. I wake up being extremely sad, okay. And it's like a past relationship, like an ex.
Okay, tune into it, please. Tune into that and say what is the level of intensity.
Ooh, a nine.
Yeah, okay. So everywhere where we were affected by dreams from this energetics from astral planes, and this reversal matrix energetics matrix, show me that it's for all of our group. Let's bring that up. Okay, all implants and artificial structures that keep that. Okay. Clear. Okay, light. Okay, entities that perpetuate that. Wow, okay, show me all connection with all souls. from all lifetimes basement realities, you had connection, and we all had connection to each other. Well, those agreements that we will interfere in each other's field here, that we will persecute, torture, disturb, yeah, each other in astral planes and in between life, in several non-visible planes, okay, like false networks. Okay, all souls that are stuck in false matrix, false networks, universal grids. Okay, yes, yes, yes. Not your destiny. Okay, enlightening, killing, going up. Go to the light. Okay, connect with your body parts, connect with your soul parts. All body parts and soul parts, reconnect. Okay, all energies from your field, clear. And there, from their field, yeah, your soul is coming back to you. Okay, and your husband also, clear, light. Okay, just check with the density, please, now.
Oh, yeah, it's better. It's moved to my stomach now.
Okay, everywhere. Who interfere? Okay. Everywhere where someone from astral plane is interfered in your energies. Okay, show me all siphons, implants that in your solar plexus that keep your energy, siphon your energy. Okay, light. Bring that bright. And it's connected with astral planes and all other artificial planes. And other planes, yes. Okay, bring it up. Light. Okay, entities. Okay, that interfere in your life. How is now?
Yes, better. I can breathe better. Yes.
Cool. And intensity?
Yeah, about 5 or 6.
Okay. I'm just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you don't allow your divine healer
I'm so sorry you don't allow your divine healer to heal your dream state.
I'm so sorry you forget that you can protect your field while you're sleeping.
I'm so sorry that you forget that you can protect your field while you are sleeping.
Okay, now we are activating, and it's for all of us. Okay, 12, the shield. Okay, light. Okay, the David star above and below. Amplify platinum light around you. So no one is allowed to interfere in your field, and everything and everyone who is interfering in this field now, be gone. It's universal law, coded with God, sovereign, free. Okay, how is now?
Yes, lots of yawning, thank you. I feel better.
Cool.
Thank you. Look forward to talking to you in my private session.
Okay, thank you very much, Newt. Beatrice. Hello, Beatrice, hello.
Hello, Tana.
What are you hearing?
Yeah, I want to thank Rhonda, because he brought up the feeling of being overwhelmed. And I just realized that, I've been with our partner for about 23 years. And last years I was suffering from pain because of my accidents. I had 2 car accidents. Mm-hmm. And obviously I'm feeling very overwhelmed. And I have belief I cannot be in a relationship because I'm all constantly in the pain. And who would like to be with me? I'm not an equal partner. It's a lot of fears, a lot of worries and anxiety.
Okay, what is the level of intensity?
It's getting better because I'm hearing other people. It's number 5.
Mm-hmm. And tune into the accident. Did we do something around accidents?
I did.
Okay.
I did with other healers, and I hope that it was done. I don't know.
There is a kind of a shock that something to... Okay, so tune into that accident, please, again.
Yeah.
And what is there something in the right side of your neck? right side.
Yes, and, I have very, very stiff neck. I have injuries in the neck and my head as well, right side of your head.
Okay, just tune into that, please. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, ever show me that time when you experience accident. Okay, now we are going there. Okay, light. Okay, that. Wow, so sublime is between you. Clear. And soul parts. Shocked. Come together. And. Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel in your neck?
It's not so stiff.
Okay, let's balance. Okay. So let's do this balancing and unifying. Okay, all implants that are in your neck. Okay, show me. That prevents your neck and your nervous system to be fully integrated and unified. Okay, light. Clear. Okay. And everything what is the trace memories from your accident, the fears that are connected with accident and the fears from other, you know, spaces, whatever. Okay, and that is in your head, just scanning your head, and all fears are now transmuted, located, and cleared. Yeah, okay, it identified, located, and cleared. Like. Okay, unifying polarities, and the huge light of your divine healer is healing your head. Cool. How do you feel in your body?
Yeah, still a little bit spacey, but I think
Okay. Now show me from other dimensions and lifetimes when you experienced trauma, when you were scattered, show me your pieces of souls. When we were scattered, it's for all of us, when we experience accidents. Well, it's not actually accidents. Implant artificial architecture that created that accidents in our lives, okay, and perpetuate fears and shock and trauma. Clear. Libre guns present and leave from your field, from our field. Okay. Reconnect soul part. Reconnect. How is now in your body?
Now I feel in my solar plexus.
And connection with your power center. Show me all traumatic memories that affect your nervous system and your power center that creates these disturbances and these accidents in your life. Okay, light. Let's clear that. Let's bring that to the surface and everything what is hidden and in a polarity matrix, negative ego matrix, belief systems. Show me all what is connected on entanglement. Clear, light and clear. How is now?
It's better now. Yeah, I'm probably one now.
Yeah. Okay. Where are residues of that pain and fear? A base. Okay. Show me your base chakra, where you carry the fear, the ancestral fear that are implanted there, and false memories that are not yours, and that amplify fear in your systems and this nervous cells that, how do you say it, they catch signals of low dimensional planes, you know, that fear.
Yes. Yeah.
clear. Okay. How is now?
It's better. Yeah, I am on this sort of hyper arousal state quite often, but it seems that it's releasing everything.
Okay, and let's connect your soul back, Beatrice, and you can say your name to reconnect your soul part. balancing, grounding to the Mother Earth's heart. Okay, real Father. Okay, creating the union, unify for core balance. How is now?
Great.
Okay, cool. So intensity is gone, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Okay, cool. Someone is unmuted. So let me check who is it. Okay. Someone from iPhone. Hello.
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 Hi, Tara. Hi.
Hi.
Melanie here.
Hello, Melanie.
Hi. Okay. A quick one. I feel that my late husband passed away in 2014, and he had a mistress, a Malay lady, and there was a lot of black magic involved, and it took many years to clear it. I'm not sure if there's some remnants in that. I just want to clear if anything there is attached to it still.
Okay, cool. Someone is. I'm just mute all to and unmute from. Hello, can you hear me, Melanie?
Yeah.
Okay, you're here. Okay, cool. So let's bring your husband and bring the his mistress and your people you were involved with, your lifetime space dimension realities, all your souls, you know, part of souls that play the role in drama, in this artificial drama matrix, and your husband and that mistress, and you were all somehow connected. Well, we all were, okay? Bring to the highest level, our souls agreements between you, that you will keep running this drama consciousness to interfere in each other's field. Let's clear that. Clear that. Okay. Wow, those agreements with these dark forces. Now clear. Curses. Implants that perpetuate curses. Clear. And from your field, now clear. We didn't check the level of intensity.
I just have some kind of heaviness on my right shoulder. Mm-hmm. I always feel it. It's like about 5.
Okay, so tune into your right shoulder, okay? Okay, so show me who is that? Who is, watching you? Yeah, okay. So, wow, those agreements between that, whatever it is, to watch you. Clear. Now, okay, light. Yes, he says, I'm so sorry, you don't allow it. Okay, what we... Okay, higher order. Now, let's clear. Go to your dimension. No, it's not your body. Okay, light. How is now? What's happening in your shoulder?
Now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about 2.
Mm-hmm. Okay, focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you don't allow your healer to clear.
To clear?
Any and every energy that is not you.
To clear every and any energy that is not you.
From your system now. Okay, cool. How is now?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so you can always call your divine healer to do whatever you ask, because it's you, you know. Okay. Thank you very much. And I'm muting you. We are way out of our time. However, I think that two more people are hand raised. Okay. Lena. Hello, Lena.
Yes. Hello, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. I'm going to try to be very quick. I'm wondering what is keeping me from embracing my life. My focus, I want to focus on keep going on my own mission and find my mission. But at the same time, I keep going to this man. I can't, it's like there's a war inside of me. I want to do my thing, but then I keep going to this one man. And when I was married, when I left my husband, I vowed to myself, I said inside myself, now I'm never ever going to let a man get close to me again so he can hurt me again, because I was so hurt. And I'm wondering, what am I bringing with me from that relationship? And is that screwing up a lot of things for me?
Okay.
I just want to release that from me.
Mm-hmm. What is the level of intensity?
It feels like it's like 12. I feel very sad, and it's almost like I'm rejecting myself and I'm rejecting everything else. I mean, men, but then I'm sending this negative energy, probably conflicting energy.
So it's 12, isn't it?
What do you say?
I didn't hear the level of intensity.
I feel like it's like 10, 12. Like it's for sure 10.
Yeah, okay. Just be in your body, focusing. Okay. Let's bring it up. Okay, all connection with you and your husband and with that other man and with all men, you were in a relationship in all lifetimes, space dimensions, realities, when you were a woman, on your man. Okay, now bring all those people you had relationship and wow, so agreements between them. Clear. Okay. And their energies just go from your field. Okay, everywhere where keep. Okay, what's that? In which lifetime? Show me. Okay. We are addressing particular lifetime with the man. It can be connected with this. Well, never mind. Go out. Angry agreements between two of you. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Okay. Wow. So those agreements that you said, I will never ever open my heart. I will never ever love again. And tremendous pain and heartbreak. And the implant. Oh, yes. It's false memory. Okay. All false memory that made decisions, agreements that you will never ever allow no one to connect with your heart, to love you from your heart. Or an artificial machinery that keeps that running. It's not you. It's inorganic. It's thought forms are not your thought form. Light. Clear. Okay, fear, show me all fear. Okay, people's energies from your body and manipulation, tactics and everything. Implants around your heart now, walls, lifting, and disconnection from the three chakras. All disconnection, light, bring it up. Okay. When you decided that you will disconnect from your heart, you will never love again, and all those beautiful, painful love stories that we listen as a collective. All impact from those collective. Clear now, and from your energy center. Yeah, clear from your power center. Okay, entities who are so sad because of the broken heart. It's not your body. Clear everywhere who are stuck there, somewhere in between. Okay, now you can be free. Yeah. The drama consciousness is over. Okay, all out those contract agreement that you will, play the break heart to each other, that you will stab the knives in your heart. Okay, all knives that you stab ever, pull it out, all imprints, pull it out, all reverse grid. Unplug energy symphony from your first chakra, base chakra. Yeah, that is leaking your energies. Okay, now, okay, life. But yeah, what is valuable in feeling sadness and feeling I will never ever lie? Yeah, it's manipulation tactic. How is it in your body?
I'm feeling better, a lot better. I was crying and I felt very sad. I don't feel that sad anymore, but I have this thing also, I'm definitely scared of being rejected. It's like I'm sending out this energy, I'm going to be rejected.
Okay, just focus in your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you're scared to be rejected.
I'm so sorry you're scared to be rejected.
I'm so sorry you don't allow divine healer in you to clear that implant.
I'm so sorry you don't allow that divine healer in you to clear that implant.
I'm so sorry you don't allow divine healer in you to clear all implants that prevent you to establish harmonious relationship.
I'm so sorry you don't allow that your divine healer to clear the implants that what was lost.
Prevents you to step into a harmonious relationship.
That prevents you from stepping into a harmonious relationship.
Yeah. I'm so sorry you cannot see.
I'm so sorry you cannot see.
That divine masculine and that divine feminine.
The divine masculine and divine feminine.
Are forgiven.
Are forgiven.
Yeah, so Okay. Oh, how is now?
Feel much better. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Whew, Lena, I'm muting you. And the last one, Magdalena. Hello, Magdalena. Okay. I don't know if Magdalena, we spoke with Magdalena already. Magdalena. Oh, okay. That means that we are done. Thank you, people. Thank you very, very much. It was really a pleasure to work with you. And I see you having such fun dancing, playing, being so cool in your own skin, feeling totally great because you are awesome. You are really, really, really awesome. And I'm looking forward to meet you and to dance you, and let's make this world dance. Thank you, people.